to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. My guest today, Deneen Peterson. Dr. Peterson's website is StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com. This hour, we're going to get into the Military Commissions Act. Let me clean out these phone calls first so we can get into the subject matter into this next hour. Christina in Kansas City. Hello, Christina.
Hello, John. Hello, Deneen. I'm greeting you from the heart of the beast here in Kansas City, and I want to tell you that I've read every one of Deneen's articles, and I encourage your listeners to do the same. They are chock full of ammunition that we need. I want to tell you really quick three things that I have discovered about Kansas City. Some time ago, I was a paralegal, and I worked for an attorney who happens to be the head attorney of the NASCO corridor. He also is, this is very interesting, when you were talking about oath of office, John, violations, the same gentleman, and I've got links to all of this on my website, and I'm trying to educate Kansas City about what is coming our way. This gentleman who, if you want to call him that, is the attorney for the entire NASCO corridor, is also a city councilman in Kansas City, Missouri. And I want to just tell you two other quick things here about Kansas City. Number one, if you look at kcmo.org, which is the website for Kansas City, Missouri, you will see a link that says international, and it takes you to got a picture of the man from Mexico, and they call this organization, John, the Mexiplex. It's at 16th and Baltimore in Kansas City, Missouri. I've been over there. It's a three-story office building, and it's chock full of the consular of all of the foreign trade zones from Mexico. They are coming at us with a fury that will not be stopped, and I wish the people from the Trans-Texas Corridor, if they only understood what is going on in Kansas City. The second thing in Kansas City I want to tell your
listeners. They are, by the way, caller Christina,
yes,
they are aware of it.
It's a fury, John. The animal Big Pharma has a huge stronghold in Kansas City, and there's a connection there with 1447 Liberty Street, which Deneen is aware of what that is. And the American Royal, and people that live in Kansas City understand the American Royal and the animal Big Pharmaceutical companies are here with a huge influx. And the third thing I want to say is, anyone who has been to Kansas City in the last 6 months, you have seen our downtown is full of cranes. You cannot even see the skyline anymore for all these cranes. Billions of dollars going in, a new IRS building, a new Federal Reserve building, a new H&R Block facility, a new Sprint Arena seating 10,000 people. We don't have any new manufacturing plants here, so I just wonder what the connection is.
Christina, hold on. We've got to take this break. I'll take one more call from Keith in Indiana, then we'll get into more subject matter right after this.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Christina, we were interrupted by a break. Did you have anything else? Would you like our guest to respond?
Not really anything else. Kansas City needs to wake up. That's really all I have to say, John. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. Deneen?
I thought that was very interesting. I do know Christine. I did go to Kansas City myself to be the featured speaker for the Operation U-Turn, which is, you know, an attempt to try to turn back the Kansas City smart port. What's interesting is she has alluded to something that the entire body of anti-legal alien activists have faced, what the North American Union activists are facing, and that is the fact that our press is completely, totally controlled, except for, you know, talk radio, as your show is. That everyone knows that the mainstream media is nothing but a bunch of propaganda. And the one weapon that they constantly use is the weapon of omission. And the people in the movement, both the illegal alien movement and the North American Union, are faced with this terrible frustration that people seem to be, you know, deaf, dumb, and blind, and they don't know what's going on. Well, they're not going to know what's going on because you can't be expected to rise up against an indignation against something that you just know nothing about, and you're not getting the information out. And the main reason that you're not getting that information is because the media is completely controlled by the global elite. And I'm going to tell you how far back this effort to control the media went. This is a very short paragraph, but it's very interesting. In March of 1915, the J.P. Morgan interest, we're talking banks here, and foundations, got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world and employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States and a sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. Now, you realize 100 years ago, the print press was, you know, really a big thing. We didn't have television. These 12 men worked the problem out by selecting 175 newspapers and then began, by the elimination process, to retain only those necessary for the purpose of controlling the general policy of the daily press throughout the country. They found it was only necessary to purchase and control 25 of the greatest papers. Now, think New York Times, think the Washington Post, think the Wall Street Journal, and on and on and on. Of these papers, an editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information. This contract is in existence at the present time, and it accounts for the news columns of the daily press of the country being filled with all sorts of preparedness arguments and misrepresentation. So, you know, they're going to champion Iraq. They're going to champion the all of the things that the Patriot Act, etc., all the things that we disagree with. So that's how they did it, all the way back in 1950, and they've been working mighty hard at it ever since. And as you all may or may not know, all of the media, I'm talking book publishing, television, Hollywood, radio, print media, all of it is totally controlled by about, I believe, five or six conglomerate corporations, every bit of it.
Keith in Indiana.
And so all we have left is the Internet and folks like you, John.
Well, and we're the next target. Reverend Ted Pike has been doing a good job exposing the hate crime law that they want to pass in this country to shut down talk radio. We're mm-hmm. fully aware of that. They have tried this three different times to get this on the House and Senate floor in Washington, D.C.
The ADL's behind that.
Exactly. And that's just for people that hate the truth. It's not hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's for those that hate the truth. They can't stand to hear it. Keith in
exactly.
Indiana. Go ahead, Keith.
Yes. Hello, John. Thank you, Janine. I agree with everything you said. Good information. You keep hearing everything. I mean, it's obvious to me that they're pouring. They want us to know all about them and how evil they are, and they want us to fear them, which is against what Christ told us to do in the Word. Now, I'm a Bible person. You know, this was prophesied 3,800 years ago by Isaac, where Esau would break the yoke off Jacob, and they are the house of Esau. The rabbis say Edom is in modern Jewry. Rothschilds, Rockefellers are all intermarried, and they are the house of Esau. I'm of the house of Jacob, but they told me all my life I'm a Gentile. You see, that makes no sense. I can't be a nation. I'm an individual. The question is, what is my son?
Well, you're now a corporatized citizen. Congratulations.
Well, I understand that. I did. Nobody held a gun to my head and made me use that Social Security number. I used it. Of course, there are ways to terminate those contracts too, based on fraud, lawful ways. I'm not sure it's worth it. My point is, maybe God was right. Maybe he is the only way. Maybe we don't know our Bible well enough.
Could be.
You want to hear two quick verses? It'll just take a second. It's a great prayer in Isaiah 30. Isaiah 63, last two verses, was relevant then, it's relevant today. Return for thy servant's sake, the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down the sanctuary. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. This is the struggle that was prophesied. I think what your network could use on Sunday is somebody who can rightly divide the word of God, who can teach the law.
We're dealing with a country right now, and I hope you were noticing what happened with Judge Roy Moore. And again, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law was behind that. And, of course, it's the follow-up of the separation of church and state in this country. What was shocking to me that 50% of the people, and I read 10 different polls, and the numbers were pretty similar. About half the country thought it was a good idea that the Ten Commandments stay. Half the country thought it was a good idea if it goes. Yeah. That tells me that people do not know where they get their moral or ethical fiber from. They think that it falls from heaven like manna, but it doesn't. I'm in agreement with you on one respect, but you're talking now to people, and you want to preface it by saying Jesus Christ, and they're going to curl up their toes and run away from you. They have been demonstrated by the TV evangelists, the Judeo-Christian evangelists. They have been propagandized. They have been led like sheep. These are not shepherds. These are people herding them off the cliff like lemmings. And here is the problem. If you preface this by anything, by God, Jesus Christ, religion, anything else, you're immediately pigeonholed, boxed in, and then diminished. That is the problem we're facing right now. And I'm not saying that a show on this network along those lines would not help, but only for those that are initiated. For those that are not, this is going to sound like Greek, and they'll shut it off and walk away. Well, that has been our problem.
That's absolutely true, but then again, you know, the many were never meant to hear it, only the few. Most of God's children are going to be cast into outer darkness.
I understand. Keith, I thank you for your call, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks,
all right, appreciate it very much. Let's get into the Military Commissions Act, Denise.
Okay. Be happy to do that. It's if we're able to develop in the time we have left what this really entails. If it doesn't scare the pants off you, you're brain dead. I'm sorry to say that. Folks might take offense, but that's how I feel. October 17th, there were two acts signed by the president. One of them was signed in a public ceremony, and that was called the Military Commissions Act of 2006. What that Military Commissions Act did was suspend habeas corpus, which allowed the president to declare you an enemy combatant and to end your right to seek legal or judicial relief from unlawful imprisonment. The second act took place on that same day, and this was in a private Oval Office ceremony, more keeping from the people what's happening in our country. The president signed into law the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, commonly known as the NDAA, of 2007. And what it did was essentially eliminate the protections of the Posse Comitatus Act, and they rewrote the Insurrection Act. They now call the Insurrection Act the Enforcement of the Laws to Restore Public Order. The NDAA will allow the president to declare a public emergency. Now, that's pretty global, right? And take control of the state-based National Guard without the consent of the governor or local authorities in order to suppress public disorder. Now, I guess the first question people are going to ask is, what is habeas corpus? If the Military Commission Act suspends that, why is that a terrible thing? Well, habeas corpus is, as the word, it's a Latin word, habeas corpus, and corpus is corpse, or the body. And it basically is, show me the body, or show me the proof, or let me know on what grounds you're putting me in jail for something that you say I've done wrong. So.
And also, it was to get your body or your corpus delicti in front of a judge so they couldn't leave you languish in a jail someplace.
Exactly. And by suspending habeas corpus, what they've done is they can now call you an enemy combatant and take you and put you in jail, not be able to call a lawyer, not let your family know where you are, and not be able to require through the writ of habeas corpus that you be brought before a court of law in order to decide whether, in fact, they have enough evidence to convict you and keep you in jail. And that's what the suspension of habeas corpus means. That's very scary.
The Military
Second Act.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
The John Warner National Defense Act Authorization Act. Excuse me. It says that it eliminates the Posse Comitatus. Okay, another Latin word. What is the Posse Comitatus Act? Posse Comitatus Act is that after the Civil War, for 15 years after the Civil War, the Union Army was the police department in all of the southern states. And after 15 years of being under the heel of the Jacksons of the military, the Southerners rebelled and brought before the Congress of the United States the facts of what it was like to live under a military police state.
All right. We got a break here, Denise. We've got to take this break for the network. We'll be right back with my guest today, Dr. Deneen Peterson, right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. The website that you need to visit here, and it's just chock full of information. If there is anybody that you talk to out there in Radio Land, anybody that you talk to, point them to this site. It will leave absolutely 100% no doubt about the globalist plan. And if they're in a denial stage after they read this information, you need to move on to more fertile ground, because obviously the person you're talking to is sterile upstairs. There's nothing going on. I'm sorry, we got interrupted by a break there, Deneen. Please continue.
Yes, I left out some important points about the Military Commission Act and the writ of habeas corpus. A lot of people are saying that that's only going to affect aliens, and because they're going to call aliens unlawful enemy combatants. But the fact of the matter is, if you actually read that law, that act, this is what it says in there. I think it was the Wall Street Journal, I think the New York Times, a few others have come out and said, oh, citizens don't have to worry. They won't be called an unlawful enemy combatant. No, no, no. This has got to do with aliens. It has nothing to do with American citizens. But I'm going to read you right from the act itself. It says, quote, a person who has engaged in hostility or who has purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the United States or its co-belligerents, who is not a lawful enemy combatant, including a person who was part of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or associated forces, and two, a person who, before or after the date of the enactment of the Military Commissions Act of 2006, has been determined to be an unlawful enemy combatant by a combatant status review tribunal or other competent tribunal established under the authority of, guess who, the President or the Secretary of Defense. It does not say an alien enemy combatant. It says a person. So be afraid, America. Fear this. It is really diabolical.
We'll open up the phone lines once again at 800-313-9443. Deneen, in your research, and you are a good researcher, I have looked at your site, and there is no way that anybody can ever accuse you of not crossing your T's and dotting all of your I's. I want to open up the phone lines again, and as I said, 800-313-9443. We'll field more calls on this. Deneen, in my estimation, there is nothing more important right now facing the American people, because once this deal is done, once everything is in place, we had a caller from Kansas City that called in and said, look, there's billions of dollars going into the city. That's not happening just because somebody thought that Kansas City might be a good place to, you know, do an influx of money for commercial purposes or doing business. No, there is a planned agenda here. Let me go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Hi there, John.
Hi.
Good to talk to you. Let me just kind of preface my remarks right here just to say that I'm a loyal listener, listen all the time, and it kind of disturbs me. There's a dispute going on in the Patriot movement right now.
Yes. And Clarence, I would ask you not to go into great detail.
I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that.
Very good. I appreciate that.
I'm just going to say this very briefly and then go to your topic.
Okay.
I support you, and I will support the Patriot movement until I see evidence that convinces me otherwise about any person. I'll say that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So I'm still glad to listen to you. And like I say, I don't believe everything I hear, and I know things happen, so believe it that.
And I will just add, Clarence, this. As I said yesterday, just watch the fruit of people's labors.
Now, you couldn't have said that better. And that's the way to determine right there.
All right, your comments or
right,
question
now,
for
now, on the subject here, yes. I thought it was interesting talking, you were speaking of the Posse Comitatus Act and under this new supposed Patriot Act bill. I love it how they manipulate language. It's like 1984 in George Orwell, you know. And what they do is, when I was in the security police, and I'm fairly familiar with the UCMJ. This was 30 years ago. I'll give my age away. And unless they've changed it radically, I know how that works. And they drill this into us in training. They drill posse comitatus into us because they were afraid of lawsuits if we violated civilian people's rights. Even if we apprehended them on a military installation, we had to turn them over to civilian authorities as soon as possible. That could be the local county, depending on jurisdictional lines, the local county sheriff or the U.S. Marshal or whoever. And we could not arrest people under the UCMJ where I was enlisted. We could only apprehend people. Arrest is the only person that can make an arrest in the military is a commissioned officer. Other than that, like us, like the job we did, we could apprehend, and that was as far as our legal authority went. And like I said, military people fine, civilians. We were taught civilians were special. You had to be very careful about how you handle them and about their rights. I don't know how they teach now, but that's the way it was when I was there.
I can tell you how they're going to teach them now. What this act does, this National Defense Authorization Act, I'm losing my voice, sorry. This act has removed the bright line that you're talking about that you were beat into your head to that you could not function. That says specifically that now this act, which has been removed, the Posse Comitatus Act.
Hold that thought, Deneen. We've got a break. When you hear that bumper, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back with my guest today, Dr. Deneen Peterson. The subject matter, I think, that is most important for those that are taking their eyes off of that target. I might suggest that we are making a mistake. And when I say we, I'm talking about all concerned people in this country that are awake, that see the proverbial handwriting on the wall. It's no longer handwriting, folks. It's treaties and agreements being signed, extra-constitutional, and that's putting it mildly. Would you care to respond to Clarence's comments, Deneen?
I do want to say one other thing. I'm sorry I can't respond directly to what he had to say, other than the fact that, you know, that there is supposed to be a bright line, which now no longer exists, between the military and the police. Also, the Military Commissions Act is a violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution, which states the following. The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless and in case of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. Is there an invasion? You bet there is. But our country has been invaded by, you know, upwards of 30 million illegal aliens. But does our Congress intend to do anything about that? No. So the Constitution says the privilege of writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in case of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. Does it require it? No. And yet it was done. It's just another stepping stone is what it is.
Clarence, any further comment? I've got to move on with my calls here.
Yes, sir. I'll try to make it right quick here,
okay.
John.
All right.
I was interested in the comment earlier about saying that this act lets the president just nilly-willy take care of control of the state National Guards
mm-hmm.
to do it, correct? Is that
mm-hmm.
what I'm... Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. That's the part of the National Defense Authorization Act. That's part of that that says... He can also take over the National Guard and the Coast Guard, which is two things that were Posse Comitatus left the National Guard and the Coast Guard under the aegis of the governors of the state. Okay, so it's not the federal government cannot come in and direct those two entities. Well, now they can. That's part of that same NDAA Act.
Okay.
The other thing about it is that. The Comitatus Act actually banned the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines from participating in arrests, searches, seizures of evidence, and other police-type activities on U.S. soil. It's now gone. It no longer exists. It's been erased.
Okay. I just want to mention two things right quick, and I'll go on here. I'm wondering, could you comment, and I believe it's been done before, where the president has overridden state governors and taken their National Guards away from them. I'll tell you two historical incidences, and unfortunately I can remember both of them. 1957, the desegregation of the schools in Arkansas. Governor Faubus had his National Guard federalized by President Eisenhower. After President Eisenhower sent in troops from the 101st Airborne Division to enforce the federal court orders. Number two, George Wallace at the University of Alabama there, and back in that the early 60s there, had his National Guard federalized by President Kennedy and taken away from him during that process. Matter of fact, the National Guard General had to walk up to Governor Wallace and apologize at the moment and say, I'm sorry, sir, I'm now under new command and I can't, you know, obey your orders. And that's when Wallace stepped aside. I'll go ahead and listen off air. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Clarence, hang on one second here. I just want to add one more thing here, Deneen. Our founding fathers told us of the bane of the standing armies.
Mm-hmm.
In light of that statement versus the Posse Comitatus, which was most important, when you have a standing army around, you have basic mechanism for a coup d'etat, a military takeover of a certain country, namely this one. That's why that Posse Comitatus Act was most important, aside from making that subservient to civil rule. That's the way it's always been in this country, except in special circumstance that is created to further whittle the power away from the states and the independence of the states from the federal gov's wishes. And Deneen, since 67, a couple of years after the Civil War, or the War of Aggression against the Southern states, however you want to look at that, we had a reformation of this government. I'm sure that the Federalists were absolutely rolling around in their graves with laughter because this is what they wanted, more centralized power of the Fed in Washington, D.C. This whole thing was about states' rights. That's what the Civil War was about.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1867, that all changed. And we have been on a downhill slide. So that Posse Comitatus Act, this was not a fluke that the government decided to ignore that. This absolutely leaves the door open for military personnel on the streets of America in policing operations, riot control, drug interdiction, whatever they're going to call the boys out in blue for, the federal boys, that is. They have now opened up that door. And if it's not slammed shut in their face, Deneen, I'm not one for predictions because on any given day anything can happen. But we know what the agenda is. We see the pieces falling into place. This is absolutely the most dangerous thing that I've seen of late. And by the way, Mr. Bush, our vaunted president that thinks the Constitution is just a piece of paper, he also said just recently that, well, we now have the power to snoop and poop in your private mail. You know, they weren't satisfied with the so-called protection measures for the American people, basically shredding the Constitution, allowing the FBI and anybody else to data mine, share the information. It's so bad in this country right now that the warrant process is out the window. The due process of law is out the window. Now we can have the FBI coming into your house, taking your hard drive out of your computer, doing whatever they want to do, and then they don't even have to leave a calling card to say that they were even there. Deneen, if this is not a breakdown of everything that this country on an ideological standpoint stands for, then people aren't just getting this. And what they're doing here with declaring this 100-year war on terrorism, what this whole thing worldwide was set up to do was to crush opposition to the globalization process.
Right. The sad part about it is not only do we have all of those things that you just mentioned going on, invasion of our privacy rights under the Bill of Rights, the other half of what happened in that National Defense Authorization Act was the renaming or the reshuffling or the adding to the Insurrection Act, which they now call the Insurrection, they changed it to the Enforcement of the Laws to Restore Public Order. And let me tell you what that means. The Insurrection Act, they took it and they modified it so that it now widens the president's ability to deploy troops within the United States to enforce the laws. Under this act, the president may also deploy troops as a police force during a natural disaster. Think Katrina here. An epidemic. Think the bird flu here. Serious public health emergency. Again, the bird flu or something like it. A terrorist attack. Think a dirty bomb or other conditions. Boy, does that leave the door open. When the president determines that the authorities of a state are incapable of maintaining public disorder, the president, this act, this rewriting of the Insurrection Act, gives the president the authority to dispel of either insurgents or those obstructing the enforcement of the laws, okay? What you're talking about in so many words here is martial law, okay? And that's the next step up from the parts that you were talking about, all the violations of our privacy by the president's latest statement about being able to open your mail, your first-class mail, and give rationales for why that can be done. This is the next step. This is the next step that's coming up. Martial law. It has to do with the rewriting of the Insurrection Act and the elimination of the Posse Comitatus Act. And listen to what General Tommy Franks had to say about that. He said, this is a quote, martial law will replace the Constitution after the next terror attack, another 9/11. In an interview with Cigar Aficionado, he said, quote, it means the potential of a weapon of mass destruction and a terrorist, massive, casualty-producing event somewhere in the Western world, it may be in the United States of America, that causes our population to question our own Constitution and begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty-producing event, which in fact then begins to unravel the fabric of our Constitution. They're waiting for another trigger event, and that's what this preparation, these two acts did, was it is preparing the president and everything he controls so that if at any time a major event like that happens, you know, they keep talking about a dirty bomb going off in, I don't know, 7 or 8 different cities in the United States. Fortunately, I'm upwind of most of them. The fact is that they're preparing the groundwork. That's what this is all about. So that when that happens, or a trigger of some sort, like the trigger of 9/11, that is the Patriot Act, that's what they're laying the groundwork for that, so that when that trigger arrives, boom, they're going to put all this into place. It's really interesting. A fellow by the name of Jonathan Turley, who is he's a constitutional law professor at a major university, he said that of these two acts, he said that the Congress just gave the president despotic powers. And you could hear the yawn across the country. Why? Because it's not published in the media. He said people clearly don't realize what a fundamental change it is about who we are as a country. What happened today, October 17th, has changed us. He said, I'm not too sure we're going to ever change back anytime soon. Well, who's going to make them change back? He goes on to say, what really is a time of shame this is for the American system. What the Congress did and what the President signed today essentially revokes over 200 years of American principles and values. And that's what has happened.
Vicki in Idaho, you're up next. Hello, Vicki.
Hi, Danine and John.
Hi.
You had a caller earlier that said that he couldn't find the legislation I forget what you called it, Danine, but he couldn't find it in the Federal Register. And I just wanted to tell you that I had the same problem. The bill that I found on Thomas didn't match what was printed by the government printing office, which was not part of the Federal Register. So there's something weird that happened between what Congress passed and what they published as being this law, and which is not surprising because this is a criminal government that we have. And back in July, the American Bar Association had a press conference where they listed out a study that they did and the ways that George Bush has been violating the Constitution. So basically, he's just doing whatever he wants to do. And apparently people don't know the difference,
I guess. And I was just going to make mention of that. When there is a threat against the Constitution or its people, or people perceive that their liberty and their freedom is slipping away, you've got to have a comparative basis. You got to have a Constitution and people that are aware of what the Constitution affords the American people. We already have this from God. God doesn't like slaves. The rights were enumerated by our founding fathers, the Bill of Rights. These were unalienable. They were unalienable rights. They were handed to us by God, enumerated by the government, and put in print on a piece of paper. Those are our rights here. But the problem is, Vicki, that many people in this country, and a friend of mine said it best, that what people perceive as being free in this country is money. How they can insulate themselves, how they can pay their mortgages and drive their fancy cars, or whatever they perceive as making it here in America. We have been sold the bill of goods that we're all little corporate entities and we're consumers, and we gauge our lives by how many toys we collect. And when this man said this, I stopped and I paused and I thought about it. He is exactly right. People are not familiar with our Constitution. People are not familiar with what a grand form of government this really is. It's convoluted. It's being twisted. It's being ignored. It's being intentionally put asunder. But the problem here again, and I'll point it out, is that people are not familiar with our form of government. And the just, if I can use this adjective, this magnificent form of government that was created by a body of men. True, I don't want to get into the constitutional rabbit hole here, but yes, there are some gaping holes in the Constitution. That's agreed. But as a body, as a document, as a swear to when I take office, no matter what my post, from the president on down, I am not to violate that. I am there to uphold it and protect it. They are twisting the whole thing, Vicki, and the problem is that people are not aware with our form of government and how it's supposed to work. So how do you pick a criminal out that's violating it? That's the problem, and along with that, it's the lack of information going out to the body of the American people.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say one more thing, then I'll get off. As a matter of law, Congress cannot pass laws that violate the Constitution. And if an officer, you know, a police officer, a federal officer, if they enforce a law that was passed that is in violation of the Constitution, then they are committing an illegal act. And so people should understand that the Congress cannot just, you know, legislate away their rights, the Bill of Rights. They must pass a constitutional amendment. So when they do these things, they are being illegal.
Yeah, but
they know it.
But the problem is, again, and we discussed this right at the top of the program, and I asked the question of Denise, how many people in Washington, D.C. would you consider to be an ally and a friend to the people and, more importantly, to the government that they swore to uphold? The answer to that question is just a few. So there again, we have another roadblock. Another roadblock, of course, is our federal courts. Everything is being federalized, so you find yourself up in front of the black-robed whores that are they're parading as federal judges. The problems here are deep, but the solutions are pretty simple. The solution is probably one of the hardest thing that we're, hardest things we'll ever do in our lives, and that's inform our fellow Americans of the grave dangers that are facing them and put it in a cognitive, understandable, and logical way that they can get it. Forget the gaps in their memories. Forget the gaps in their education. Forget the gaps of their constitutional knowledge. That's what we're here to do. And if we don't do this for our fellow man in this country today, right now, you are spelling the end of this republic because they're not going to stop. And I thank you for your call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Lamar in Mississippi. Hello, Lamar.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Oh, hold that thought. We got to take the break. Lamar, Aaron, Ron, Mike, John, we're going to try to squeeze as many as possible into this conversation. We're going to wrap up here with Dr. Deneen Peterson. And I say again, the website is Stop the North American Union. Just remember North American Union and put stop in front of it. StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're running out of time here. We've got about 4 minutes left. Lamar, I ask you to be brief, sir.
Okay. It's nice to be on your program, by the way, and I agree with everything that y'all are saying, but there's something in everybody's face that they haven't seen yet. It's the distance between Nanjing, China, and Vancouver, Washington is 5,600 miles. From Nanjing, China to Mexico, that's Tibet. is 7,700 miles. Then they got 12,000 cargo units that they got to ship from there up to Canada, which is another additional 2,160 miles. China didn't go out. They're going if they're trying to sell their product, like to me, they're going in the hole about going so far away around. That NAFTA highway is from China's goods to Canada. That NAFTA highway is a lie. If anybody was to measure the distance and see the distance between how much they're going out of their way, I mean, it's only 60 miles difference from to go to Vancouver then down to Mexico.
I understand. All right, Lamar, I appreciate your points. Aaron in Texas. Hello, Aaron. Hello, Aaron. Go ahead.
Hi, I had a question for Deneen. What would you suggest if you had a son that was 18 and you got a selective service notice? Would you register him, or do they prosecute people? And do you think that Pat Robertson is saying all this stuff about his, they're going to be an attack on the U.S. because he's part of the global elite and he knows something we don't know?
Take the last one first, Deneen.
I'm sure I really don't want to go there because they're going to do something. I mean, you know, you
right.
don't have to be rocket scientist. You have to be an insider. You don't have to be part of the elite to know that something, I mean, they're getting what they want through acts of terror, whether
right.
they're inside done or not. And that's what they're looking for, a trigger. They want a trigger. They want to go to martial law, and they want to bring out all these executive orders that will totally, completely control your life. Stalin could not have dreamt better dreams about what they planned for us.
Would you register your son to selective service?
I'm not going to go there. I don't want to give
okay.
any advice on
okay.
that at all.
Okay.
You need to go to the Internet. You can get yourself educated and find out what your best action is.
And can I ask you one more thing? I've had a bunch of quotes. Can you tell me where there's an audio of President Bush saying that the Constitution is a duty?
It is not an audio. That was Capitol Hill Blue. That was Doug Thompson that interviewed a person that was standing in the Oval Office.
So if you Google it,
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's Capitol Hill Blue?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because, you know, I'm trying to get the word out, but then people go, where did you hear that? Where, you know, prove it. And
I understand.
You know,
how do you prove a negative? There's the question. Aaron, I thank you for your call.
Right, thank you.
Ron in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Ron.
Yes, hi, John.
Hi.
It's good to speak again. Deneen, this is a question on the Military Commissions Act, and if you read it, it says that it applies only to aliens. However, the power given to the commission or to the designee of the president to name a person as an enemy combatant seems to be a little broader than that. In other words, it sounds to me like if I, say, as a United States citizen, was picked up and dragged off in front of that commission, and I wouldn't have habeas corpus, of course, they could look at me and say, oh, you're really an alien. But I'm not an alien. I've got some, let me go home, I can get my birth certificate. They can, it seems to me they could shut that off right there and you know, invoke, you know, make a ruling at that time. Is that true?
No, because the fact of the matter is yes, they discuss it in the beginning as terms of an alien, but in the actual act itself, it does not say alien. It says a person, and that's you or anybody else they want to designate an enemy combatant.
That's right. Hey, Ron, thanks for your
so
call.
Much.
I appreciate it. We are out of time. A reminder, the website, stopthenorthamericanunion.com. Dr. Deneen Peterson, I thank you for spending this time with us. I understand that you're a little under the weather. You're a real trooper, ma'am, for coming up on the air for 2 hours.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here and spread the word.
All righty, and we'll have you back again. Thank you, doctor. All right, that'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.